It's a good day to be together. We're excited to worship at College Park. A few announcements we'll make as we prepare. Number one, we like to find out who is in worship today. And the way we do that, there are pew pads on the inside aisle of every pew. We invite members and guests. Take this pew pad, write your name down, check the appropriate boxes. This helps us find out who is in worship. Send it down so everybody has a chance to fill it out on the pew. We do ask that first person, when it comes back, when it comes to you and you're, the last person, when you're done on the pew, if you could send it back to where it got started, we do ask that first person, when the pew pad comes back to you, tear out the pages that were used today, and our ushers will collect those at the end of the service. Several announcements we want to draw your attention to. It is Baptism and Communion Day, a great day in the life of our church, and we look forward to celebrating that all throughout worship. Some upcoming events. Today is our Bridges Ministry Luncheon Kickoff. This is dinner groups across the generations, opportunity for you to meet people, maybe that we don't meet in the circles that we run here at church. And so today at lunch, there's a covered dish lunch in Smith Hall. If you've signed up, we've got your group assigned already. If you've not signed up, come on down to the welcome desk and we will get you assigned to a group. Then that group will meet three times the rest of this year. The group will decide where they eat, when they eat, how often they eat. If you want to eat every week, that'd be great. But really, it's only three times left in the year. So that's a great ministry. If you have questions, let me know about that. Also, today, there will be a normal schedule this afternoon. No children's time today during worship because baptism and communion. Also, this Wednesday is Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of the season of Lent. We will celebrate with the service of ashes here in the sanctuary at 7 o'clock. And then Thursday night, our basketball banquet is at 6 o'clock. Our Hoops for Him leagues have completed their regular season and tournament. Great seasons by all four of our teams. So thankful for the coaches and the players and the parents. Yesterday, most of you, or a lot of you, were at Calvary Baptist Church when our junior co-ed team won the championship yesterday. And just a great, great, they need a round of applause for that. They could teach the ACC teams about defense. They played some incredible defense yesterday. So just a wonderful time together. We're also doing 144 envelopes. Other things are listed there in your bulletin. Couple other things. Grief support and prayer time will be next month, so in April. So nothing this month. I'm just going to move that to April. And let's see. Jim. Where's Jim Purnell? Oh, he's in the back. While he's coming, we want to say a special welcome to our guests this morning. If you are a guest, we have ushers that are coming down the aisles now. They'd like to give something to you. We're thankful for you. Just raise your hand right where you are if you're a guest, and the ushers will give you a packet of information. Inside this packet, you'll find a letter from our pastor welcoming you to our church, also a newsletter that tells you what's happening, and a little bit of the story or the history of College Park. So thank you for being a part of worship today. Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I like that. That's good.
I want to take this opportunity to recognize two of our church staff who've had anniversaries of service at College Park. I think both of them were in January. You can tell how on time I am with this. But while I was thinking about years of service, I was reminded of a church sign that I once heard about, and it said, "Come work for the Lord. The work is hard. The pay is low. But the retirement benefits are out of the world."
It was funny, wasn't
it? It was funny.
Thank you, Jeff. Talk about time spent working with the Lord, working for the Lord. Sheila Hutcherson celebrated 30 years as our organist in January. Yes, that's 30 years. Sheila, we appreciate all your years of service to College Park, and on behalf of the College Park family, I would like to present you with a small token of our appreciation for you and for you sharing your talents with us and your love of Jesus. Jeff Allen celebrated 10 years as our associate pastor of students and families in January. Jeff, I got to say, I find it incredible that anyone could carry out the job description of associate pastor of students and families for 10 years. If you have never read the job description of associate pastor of students and families, I invite you to peruse it. It's unbelievable. Jeff, you've been a guiding light to our children, our grandchildren, and to all of us. On behalf of the College Park family, I would like to present you with this small token of our appreciation for you and to thank you for guiding our most special members and for your obvious love of Jesus Christ. I'd like to read from the Bible, a verse that expresses our thankfulness for both of you, Sheila and Jeff. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1:3-6, "May all the gifts and benefits that come from God our Father and the Master Jesus Christ be yours. Every time I think of you, and I think of you often, I thank God for your lives of free and open access to God given by Jesus. There's no end to what has happened in you. It's beyond speech, beyond knowledge. The evidence of Christ has been clearly verified in your lives." We thank you both.
What you didn't say is I look the same now as I did 10 years ago, right? Yeah. It's our honor to serve this place called College Park and to worship together. And that's what we've come to do today. Whether you're 1 year old or 10 years old or 110, there's a calling on our lives that only God could put there to come and to worship. Let us prepare to worship him now.
Exceeding glad. We thank God for the worship that's taking place in this sanctuary as we've joined together. And now, join me for our invocation, please. Almighty God, we just come to praise you and to celebrate our relationship with you today, to affirm your great love for us, your forgiveness and grace, your mercy and tenderness and compassion which you offer to all of us. We come to celebrate baptism with these special ones who've come to profess their faith publicly in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and that they've chosen to live out their faith in our midst is truly a blessing to us. And we come to celebrate communion to remind us of that sacrifice that was made for us by your wonderful Son, the only sacrifice that could pay the debt for our sin and open to us eternal life, which begins the moment we accept Christ as Savior. So we thank you for that blessing. Thank you for the peace you give us in this troubled world, the joy that is ours, which we can find nowhere else. And we thank you so much for the love that's with us here today and each moment as we live our lives through Christ. Now, bless us as we continue to worship.
We come to the baptism waters today, and it truly is a time to celebrate. It's in that spirit that we come together. I know that we have family and friends here, so we are going to take a few moments and celebrate the decisions that these believers have made. Gabrielle, if you would join me in the water. This is Gabrielle Baber, and her father, Van, is there at the front. And I want to invite family members, those that have been part of her journey thus far through Christian education and Sunday school and Bible study and choirs. If you would join family members in standing right now to support Gabrielle.
Gabrielle, today is a very special day, the most important day of your life. You are publicly sharing your decision to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior through believer's baptism. Mom, Nathan, and I, along with your family and friends, could never be more proud of this very important decision you have made. As you stand looking out around you, notice the many people who are here to share this day with you. God has graciously placed so many people in your life to help you grow into the person you are. And though our family is relatively new to College Park, Mom and I want you to take note of the many wonderful people who are here, the people we call our church family. Today, as you are baptized, Mom and I want you to always remember all the wonderful people in this church building, the people who will be here to help guide and support you as you continue to grow into the very special Christian God wants you to be. Our family is immensely blessed to be a part of a body of Christ who has made us feel a part of their family from the moment we walked through the door. We are so thankful for the people at College Park who have prayed for you, reached out to you, and made you feel welcome as our family has started our journey here. We could not be more grateful for the many forms of biblical leadership we have already experienced while at College Park. Gabrielle, we know that you have been tucking bits and pieces of God's Word deep within your heart as you've gotten to this point in your life. Whether through Bible songs and stories, Sunday school lessons, Bible verses, or wisdom shared by family and friends, you have heard the Word of God since you were an infant. You started asking questions about your personal relationship with God, your internal salvation, and believer's baptism for a little over a year now. The night you asked Mom and I to pray with you to accept Jesus into your heart is an experience we will never forget. Mom and I noticed so many wonderful spiritual qualities with which you have been blessed. We are especially thankful for your gifts of sincerity, compassion, and humanity. You listen to God as He works through others to teach you about His love for you. And while all this takes place, you have been molded into the Christian you now are. But don't get too comfortable with where you are, because God will continue to use His Word, His people, circumstances, and yes, even trials, to shape you into the best Christian you can be. As your personal walk with Jesus is refined, and as you continue to allow him to work within you, you will continue learning of God's love for you throughout your entire life. Gabrielle, your childlike faith is contagious and is awesome to see God's work in you. Some of my and Mom's favorite times with you are when we read the Bible together. We love how you believe God's word without reservation. And watching you put what you learn into action is simply amazing. During a sermon not too long ago, Pastor Raymond shared the acronym JOY, Jesus, Others, Yourself. On the way home from church that day, Mom asked what kind of things we could do to show joy. From there, you quickly became conscientiously aware of not only your acts of joy, but also of times when Mom and I unknowingly demonstrated joy. From that moment, Mom and I could see your daily prayer time change. It is incredible to witness how you now take God's word and act upon it in a way we have never seen before. You've often been referred to as an old soul. However, we know that your spiritual gift of sensitivity allows you to make connections with people who are in need of such a natural, unselfish way. And of course, anyone who knows you well knows of your love for young children and of your natural gift of caring for them. Gabrielle, there are countless people who will walk by your side celebrating your accomplishments, supporting your needs, and even being there to pick you up when you fall as God refines your faith throughout your life. Just as your family is committed to loving and supporting you throughout your life, your church family will also be there to support your Christian walk. The Bible tells us God will never leave nor forsake us. Therefore, we know that he will be here for us no matter what. Mom and I pray that your childlike faith will remain with you throughout your life and that you will always allow God to use you for his glory and that you will continue to share his love for you and for others. As we close, Mom and I want to offer you a challenge. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. As you wake up each day, be sure to thank God for giving you another opportunity to show joy. Remember to thank him during the moments when you are high up on the mountaintop and even during the times when you are down in the valley. Ask him to continue to guide, direct, and lead every step of your path so that others might see him through your words, actions, and deeds. Remember to pray for forgiveness for your sins. But most importantly, Gabrielle, in all situations, always remember to show God's love while keeping him by your side and allowing him to work through you. We love you, and we're proud of you.
Gabrielle, because you've publicly professed Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's a pleasure and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Gabrielle, your brother Nathan is here, and he is going to give to you a candle. We invite you to hang on to that, put it somewhere where you can see it every day. It's a reminder to let your light shine before men. Thank you. May be seated. This is the Nicholson family. Erica is joining us. This is father, mother, and daughter. And they are coming today. They are believers. They have not been baptized by immersion. And so as they were seeking membership here at College Park, they said, we want to go ahead and do that. We want to go ahead and be immersed and be members at College Park Baptist Church. So that's why they're here today. So we celebrate this time. I want to encourage family members as well as those involved with them in Sunday school and other aspects of their Christian journey for all of them. If you all would join the Hinesley family, who is assembled down here. They're going to be issued some charges and scripture verses to them as we celebrate together. Lee, if you want to start us off, John, I think you're the first candidate, buddy.
Sure do. John, I just got a couple of things from Mark and one from Proverbs. Love the Lord with your God, with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. That's Mark 12:30. Now I've got one from Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run to it and are safe. And I hope you remember that always.
John, because you've been faithful to the Lord's call in your life, and now you're taking this step of public baptism, it's a pleasure and an honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your wife, Pam, is here, and she's going to give you a candle. Again, hang on to that as a reminder to let your light shine before men. Pam, Beth is going to issue a charge to you.
Pam, I'm honored and I'm joyed to see this day come. It's amazing how God puts people in our paths to, you know, fulfill the miracles that we have here on earth, and I'm so glad that he put you in my path. I want to charge you with Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight.
Pam, because you've been faithful in your call to obedience by the Father, it is a pleasure and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Your daughter Erica here is going to hand you your candle. Erica, your friend Morgan is going to issue a charge to you.
Erica, I'm so glad you get to see this day. And I have a verse from Jeremiah 29:11-12. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. Then you will call upon me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you.
Erica, because you've been faithful to your call, public call, to live out the Christian life, and in your baptism today, it is a pleasure and honor to baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Your dad has a candle for you, and again, a reminder to let our light shine before me. Let's pray together. Gracious Father, it is a joy, it's an honor, it is a time of celebration when your children are obedient to the call to publicly live out their faith. Father, it's a challenge to us to remember our baptism, to remember that point in our life where we said, yes, publicly I want to begin a ministry, Father, and I want you to be glorified in my life. Father, help us to renew that sense of dedication and excitement, not only today, but every day when we arise and embrace the gift of life that you've given us for that day. For it's in Jesus' precious name that we pray. Amen.
ministry of God's Word comes from Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 23. You will find this page 833 in the Pew Bible if you do not have one with you. Be reading out of the New International Version, Colossians 1, 15 through 23. Hear the word of God. The Son is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For in him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. And he is the body, the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything he might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in him, and through him to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through his blood shed on the cross. Once you were alienated from God and were enemies in your minds because of your evil behavior. But now he has reconciled you by Christ's physical body through death to present you holy in his sight, without blemish and free from accusation. If you continue in your faith, established and firm, and do not move from the hope held out in the gospel. This is the gospel that you heard and that has been proclaimed to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become a servant. Will you pray with me? Our Father, it is clear on a day such as this that Jesus reigns. In the joy that comes during baptism, the sign a new believer has come to faith, or that we all have been reminded of the moment when we chose to follow Jesus. Even in the midst of this world, of shootings, of stabbings, of war, and rumors of wars. Tragic weather. Unexplainable death. You still reign. Even in our doubts, when we look in the mirror and we don't like what we see, you still reign. When you created us, and sometimes we wonder why we are the way we are, you reign. Jesus is supreme. He showed us the way of sacrifice, of service, of putting God first. That's what our world needs to see from us. Us putting you first. Father, may we have the strength to do that. As we celebrate baptism or communion, or whether we're at work or at school or on the road, may we put you first, just as Jesus did. May we be mindful of those people that are hurting around us. And in the busyness of our schedule, may we not miss the pain and the frustration in the lives of the people near us. May we be your hands that comfort, your feet that bring food and bring love. Our prayer is that you would find us being Jesus to this world. Give us your strength, your courage, your wisdom to walk out of this place anew and ready to do what you call us to. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Pray with me. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we take this opportunity to return a portion of what you've been so generously given to us. Heavenly Father, we have a tremendous amount of things to be thankful for today with four new believers coming. Help us to not keep all this joy that we have inside these walls, Lord. Help us to take it out and to spread it with our friends, with our families, and those who we may not feel comfortable talking to. Help us to minister everyone we encounter, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
seated. We come today to the Lord's table, and it's the time to celebrate again, to commune with the Father who created us, as well as to commune with one another as believers. I want to give you just a word of encouragement. If you are a believer, we want you to participate in communion with us, whether you're a member of College Park or not. We have open communion, so we certainly would love for you to celebrate with us. There's a great deal of symbolism in Christendom. There really are things to remind us as we look around us. There are symbols here within this place to remind us of our Father in heaven who loves us. He loves us so much that he gave his Son. And the bread is a reminder of the broken body of our Savior, the pain that he experienced that was redemptive for us. So as you take and eat, remember his body that was broken for you. Scripture tells us that on the night that Jesus met with his disciples in the upper room, they shared a meal of communion. And as Jesus broke the bread, he blessed it. And then he said something peculiar. He said, as he presented the cup, he said, "This is a new covenant. This is a new covenant in my blood. This is a new opportunity, a new relationship. May we embrace new chances, new opportunities, new covenants, new ways to be faithful to our Lord, new ways to be faithful to serve one another in the name of our Lord." So as you take it and drink, ask the Father, "Cleanse me, make me whole, make me new, so that I can serve you more completely." We want to give you an opportunity to reaffirm the commitment that you've probably made numerous times. We want to challenge you again. Read it with new eyes. Speak it with a new voice. Remember the new covenants. It's in your order of service. It's a covenant with new believers. That's what we call it, but it's also a renewal of our own faith. It's a renewal of our own commitments. But it is, again, a covenant with new believers as well. Do you believe in God the Father?
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in Jesus Christ, the Son of God?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God, the Holy Spirit?
I believe
in the Holy Spirit, the Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
Will you continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread, and in prayers for each other and these new believers? Will you persevere in resisting evil, and whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? Will you proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ and be faithful to pray for those who are lost? Will you seek and serve Christ by ministering to all persons, loving your neighbor as yourself? Will you strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being? These things we covenant together before God. Amen. I want to give you an opportunity to respond to what you've experienced in worship today. The way we'll do this, we're going to stand and sing. In just a moment, we'll sing a hymn together. And as we sing, I will be here at the front. I'll be glad to talk with you. You'd like to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you're here and you'd like to have a recommitment of your testimony and your faith experience, I'd be glad to talk with you about that. If you're here and you'd like to be a member of College Park, there are many ways we receive members. I'd be glad to share that with you. Whatever your decision is, I invite you to make that as we stand and sing together now. Let me ask you to be seated for just a moment. I want to introduce to you the rest of the Baber family. If y'all would come join me up here. You've met Gabrielle already, but this is her brother Nathan, mom Wendy, and father Van, and they are coming. The whole family except Gabrielle are coming by transfer, a letter from a sister congregation here within the city. And of course, you know why Gabrielle is coming. So if you will celebrate and encourage them and take them out to lunch and all of those things, would you join me in saying amen?
Amen.
You're committed now. I heard you the loudest, Bill. You're committed now. We want to invite you to come by at the conclusion of the service. Greet them. Extend a warm welcome to them. Y'all stay put right there. I want to have the Nicholson family come up as well, because we are going to present some Bibles and certificates. Gabrielle, a certificate of your baptism, as well as a new Bible. Thanks.
Since we baptized in one order, we'll do it in reverse order. So, Erica, you go first this time with the Bible and certificate, and Pam, for you as well. And John, for you. I want you to celebrate all of this. Take it all in. Understand the significance of it. Not for college part, although that's part of it, but for the kingdom. So celebrate with us. Would you stand now for our benediction? Gracious Father, it's a joyous day. It always is. It's wonderful to get together and worship you. Father, it's also good to take of communion with one another and with you. God, we pray that as we go from this place, we would take the sense of joy and fullness that we sense now. Father, take that with us, that we would be able to take that. And with your Spirit, Father, we know that's exactly what you desire from us. God, we love you and we thank you for the blessings of this day. For it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Good day, Aunt Mama.
It's a great day.
Yeah, good day.